What we're going to look at today are what are known as bad hires. And first of all, we're going to look at what are they, then we're going to look at how they come about. And then in our next program, we're going to look at what can be done to avoid them. All right, so let's look at what they are or who they are. And I kind of split bad hires into two categories. One are the toxic workplace creators. Now, these are pretty bad news when it comes to a workplace environment. These are the guys that seemingly look great on paper. They go through the interview process well, but they turn out to be a bad choice because of the damage they do to the business. And it's vital that these ones are avoided at all costs. These are the kind of people that don't integrate within your culture. By their very nature, they can cause instability. They can cause a toxic workplace environment. And more likely, they cause sabotage within your environment. Now, this is sabotage both physically, so sabotage to equipment or machinery, or it can be other things. It could be what I would say is mental sabotage or IP sabotage. And this is information that is retained by them and not released. I'll give you an example. I was speaking to a contact of mine, and he said there was an employee they had there in a sales capacity. And this employee would retain details about each and every customer that he dealt with, would not fill out any of the reporting mechanisms or any of the online repositories of information. So there was no record of these customers that this employee had been dealing with. Now, not only that, there was a lot of instability within the workplace caused by this employee. And as it turned out, he was given the warnings and then dismissed. However, that information was retained by him and not carried over into the other employees there. So that information walked out the door, all that customer knowledge, that customer IP walked out. It took that business a minimum of 6 months to restore the relationship with those customers that one employee had damaged. So that's a toxic workplace creator. And how do they get through the system? Well, it's a tough call. And this is where it is so important that the hiring process is robust and quality driven enough to weed out these kind of employees. The second bad hire I want to talk about, though, are the square pegs in round holes. Now, these guys aren't the toxic workplace creators. They're not necessarily bad people or corporate vandals. Instead, they're generally misaligned to the role. They receive little or no support, and they are onboarded and orientated into the company in a very poor and ad hoc way. This creates uncertainty. It creates stress and resentment for the candidate, and they leave accordingly because they simply cannot integrate within the team. That they really just haven't been able to do so. So those are the two bad hire categories that you need to be aware of when it comes to hiring. And the problems, though, that these bad hires can cause are wide and varied. They basically cause two major problems, loss and cost. And generally, those two, loss and cost, are combined. They generally work off each other. Let's look at it. What are the costs associated with a bad hire? There are costs that are known, though quite a bit is generally not understood. And it is these that aren't really understood that form the bulk of the cost of a bad hire. And that cost can be critical to a company's performance, growth plans, and their brand and standing. Even before taking into account the impact on the bottom line. Now, what are some of those known costs? Let's look at those very quickly. They are time costs in having to rehire, retrain, and reorientate. There is re-advertising, putting it out into the job pages, job boards, newspapers, whatever your method is to advertise. Or there is the re-engagement of the recruitment or search firms, if you decided to go down that path. Then there is termination payments and potentially legal costs. Now, it may happen. You need to be aware of those. If an employee has left disgruntled, there may be some costs associated with defending your case. All right, now, those are the costs that we generally do know about when it comes to terminating an employee. What are those ones, though, that are generally unknown or the impact is not really understood? Let's go through them. For a toxic employee, it will impact customers, meaning a lot of customers will leave. It'll impact your revenue and your reputation and standing, not to mention the damage to the brand. And then finally, the loss of sales opportunities. Now, those 5 points there really do focus on the external impact of a bad hire to your customers, to your suppliers, to your clients. What about the internal implications? There are quite a few. And this is where a lot of the impact is not really understood. Let's look at things like poor staff morale and motivation caused by that bad employee. As I mentioned before, sabotage. What sort of costs are going to be needed to repair and restore any damage to equipment and IP? The fact that a toxic employee can turn an engaged workplace into that toxic workplace. And finally, other employees having to cover the gap left. And all those put together will see potential increases in things like staff absenteeism, workplace stress, and finally, staff turnover. These are the costs that are detrimental to a business and can be significant to a business's bottom line. How significant? Well, there is quite a few different studies out as to the impact of a bad hire. One in particular was done by Right Management, who are part of the Manpower Group. And they put the cost of a bad hire at up to 5 times the salary of that given employee. Now, when you consider that what we say an average salary, let's put an average salary at, say, 65K. That is a cost of up to $325,000 that will potentially be walking out your door as a result of a bad hire. Can you afford a cost to your bottom line of $325,000? And remember, that's on a base rate of, say, $65,000. When you consider that a greater impact to external and internal customers would be made by employees that have a greater influence on those areas, and those salaries for those employees will invariably be higher. Will you be able to afford $500,000, $600,000 hit to your base? I would say not. These are things that need to be considered when it comes to bad hires. Bad hires are a problem. Bad hires are an impact to your business. But you have the power as an employer, to regulate the incidence of bad hires. And that is through the way you hire initially. We're going to be discussing that in our next program. Look forward to catching up with you then.